Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry now presents The Bible on Trial, a show that tests the teachings of Christianity against the words and the teachings that Jesus Christ gave to his own eyewitness disciples while he was here on earth. Join us for a challenging and unique study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dennis, getting on a little late. Rick pointed out that I didn't have the dongle on, and we weren't connected to the Internet, but now we are. And I am glad to greet all of you. Today is October 7, 2022, and we will get started in just a minute or two. Before we do that, I want to remind you of our websites at Spirit of Truth Ministry. .net. That's the first one. There you will find a copy of our book, The Spirit of the Church by Rick Sterling. And me, Dennis Neufeld, you will also find lots of good writing by Rick Sterling. And our secondary and archived website is spiritoftruthministry.net/S, capital T, capital M. And there you will find lots of good writing by Rick and the rest of us. Also, you will find a page entitled the New Book page. The book is not new. It was published in 2007. But there is a, in case you are interested, there is a, the introduction is there on that page. And also on a sidebar, a little history of how the book came to be published and written and published. We encourage you to use both of those as a resource in your study and search for truth. This is one of those situations where you can read it and make up your own mind. And that's exactly what we do here all the time here at Spirit of Truth Ministry. Let's have prayer and we'll get started. Father in heaven, Jesus, Holy Spirit, even though we make mistakes, we know, Father, that you love us and care for us and take care of us. We also know that when we acknowledge our mistakes, you forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I pray, Father, that as we go through this study today, a fairly important day in the history of this world, in introduction of tomorrow, I pray, Father, that you in your mercy will see to it that the truth will be made plain into our minds, our hearts, and our intellects. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get over here to Dr. Don. Good morning, Dr. Don.
Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful.
How are
Friday
you?
Morning.
How are you doing? Well, how is it down in Redlands?
Well, it's a nice October day. It's very quiet. Hopefully this is not the quiet before the storm, but you know, it could be. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
A good point. It very
so
well could be the calm before the storm.
Looking forward to the study today and good information that will encourage all of us out here that are anticipating many things.
And thank you for being here, Don. If you just say anything, you know how to do it. Good morning, Rick. It's nice to see you today.
Yeah, noticing that the dongle wasn't plugged in.
That's right.
what gave me the clue is that the
return wasn't showing.
The musical introduction had a break in it, and I looked, and then I.
Because we
don't get the break when we use the dongle. So anyway, thank you for waiting through the quiet period while Dennis tried to find the right hole, whatever, to plug the dongle into. And I don't know that that sounds all that,
all that good.
Anyway, are you waiting for, in fear and trepidation, the nuclear holocaust that everybody in various governments and pundits are talking about that could happen because the evil one, the devil, the ancient serpent, Satan, knows that he has lost. Now, he's known that for a long time. But he realizes that he is now in the very end of the end stage. And very soon he will be receiving the judgment that has been waiting for this day. I imagine that people wonder what would be worse, to die in a worldwide nuclear holocaust or a great tribulation such as never had been since there was a nation to that time and never will be again. One thing that would help you with a proper perspective of what is going on today is if you knew the truth. And those of you who have been listening here to our program on radio are probably better informed and should be better informed than neighbors who have not been listening. And I say that humbly. I'm not trying to blow my own horn. I'm saying that God, for some reason or another, has seen fit to give me wisdom and understanding. I say that humbly. I'm not going to lie about it. Why would I? Save face. I don't do this for money because I haven't made any money.
Hello.